Good morning. I'm Jacob Lane.
And I'm Michelle Kolesh. You're listening to the Bear Facts. Happy Veterans Day from everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Saturday, four Garrigan teams competed at the Algona Invitational Quiz Bowl Tournament. Garrigan's top team, Melissa Cruz, Brittany Birdie, Katrina Even, and Rebecca Erdman, ended up in fifth place overall out of 54 teams in the competition. In their preliminary rounds, they beat teams from South Hamilton, Sioux Central, North Kossuth, Clay Central Everly, Armstrong-Reinstead, Estherville Lincoln Central, and Twin River Valley, while losing only to eventual champions from West Bend Mallard. They fell in playoffs to the fourth-seeded team from Central.
Also competing at the AHS Quiz Bowl Tournament was the team of Josh Ram, Chris Lobach, Joe Daly, and Shane Koop. A third team was made up of Brent Kayeski, Brian Patterson, Jacob Zittrich, and Ethan Dahlhauser. Garrigan's final entry included sophomores Joe Ram, Christopher Smith, Alec Buckle, and Sam Norland. The next Quiz Bowl tournament will be next Saturday, November 18th, at MOC Floyd Valley High School in Orange City.
Last weekend also marked the first math team competition of the season. Nine Garrigan students went over to Sioux Center, and they finished in third place overall in the tournament. Kent Recker earned two medals, finishing third among juniors in both the sprint and target rounds. Chris Kellner placed third among sophomores in the sprint round. The top award, though, went to the relay team of Dylan Frecking, Melanie Myers, and Chrissy Kohlhaus, who took home first place in their event. Congratulations to the math team.
Also last weekend, four Garrigan seniors represented Northwest Iowa in the first ever Iowa All-Star Elite Senior Cross Country Meet. They ran on the NCAA Championship course in Ames, and in the end, Northwest Iowa won the meet. Garrigan senior Tammy Lollier ended up in 24th place on the girls' side, while Chris Scoba finished in 35th place in the boys' race. The Garrigan cross-country team will be having their awards potluck tomorrow at noon in the school cafeteria.
Marissa Spain was the lone Garrigan representative at the Iowa Individual Dance State Championships last weekend in Pella, but she made a very good showing, finishing 6th in the state in a field of over 100 dancers. Now that the individual competition is over, Marissa will be joining the rest of the Garrigan Bear Dance Squad and preparing for the state drill team competition, which will be held at the Iowa Event Center on December 2nd.
The Garrigan magazine drive is now over. If you wanted to buy magazines from the school but were not contacted, you can still place an order. All you have to do is go to the school website at garrigan.unlimitedweb.net. At the bottom of the updates page is a link to the QSP website. You can place an online order and still designate 40% off of the cost to go back to Garrigan. We'll review all the top sellers and prizes from the magazine drive on next week's show.
The 2006 Madrigal is just around the corner. This year there will be two separate Madrigal performances, a dinner show on Saturday, December 16th, and a noontime brunch on Sunday, the 17th. Tickets are about to go on sale, and you can reserve yours by calling the school. Mark your calendar now for Garrigan's Madrigal.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Alyssa McGuire. Here to tell you about her is Allison Missel.
Alyssa McGuire is a Bancroft who says she's more of a sports fan than a participant. She especially enjoys following Golden Bear football. Over the years, her biggest activity has been choir, and she's been in Madrigal and school plays like 13 Past Midnight and State Fair. Alyssa works at the Bancroft Flower Shop. She plans to attend Kirkwood next year, and she'd like a career as a veterinarian technician. We wish Alyssa the very best of luck.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, today is Veterans Day. Several nurse aide students are completing their clinical exams. Tomorrow will be the St. Cecilia Parish Dinner.
Boys basketball begins on Monday. Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we will have the National Honor Society induction. Also, that day, the youth committee meets. And that night, the girls basketball team travels to Corwith for a jamboree.
Wednesday, there will be Night of Reflection for the confirmation students. Thursday is National Principal's Day, and we'll have some music students attending the OPUS Honor Festival. Finally, next Friday, the senior football players will be watching the state tournament in Cedar Falls.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.